Adler and Freestone when it comes to all about Holland and what's happening in the arts.
Oh, I'm flexible.
You're somewhat flexible, aren't you? Well, thank you for that. I'm going to get you headphones, but it's almost the holiday and season in Holland.
Well, actually, it absolutely is unquestionably the holiday season in Holland. We've been kicking off a few events already. Downtown Holland has some great stuff going on, and we just had our Nutcracker Suite Ballet Brunch partnership with the Grand Rapids Ballet at our place yesterday, and that was a roaring success. And we've got some things happening all around the area, especially some of our historical places are having some great programs. So the Felt Mansion is going to be, Patty Meyer from the Felt Mansion is going to be my guest.
Hey, hello, Patty Meyer. Turning our mics on and having you hear our introduction to you. Patty Meyer, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. Any snowflakes on the ground your way?
Oh, yes. We have a little snow out here.
Well, it's only proper, right? Because you've got such beautiful things happening. Patty, one of the things I want to ask you that as I was driving up here, I was thinking, okay, I've got to ask her what got you involved with that dilapidated, crummy old building that is now such a jewel on the lakeshore.
Well, it's kind of crazy because I literally stumbled into it. People say I stumbled into something. Well, this I literally. We were hiking in Saugatuck Dunes State Park, and I stumbled across some old steps that were in a hillside and kind of followed them up, and there was this dilapidated mansion, and I just thought, somebody has to save this. And I looked into it and found out it was owned by Lake Town Township and just pursued it, and we started a community project, and you know, 14 Great. Years later, here's where
Here you
we
are. Hey, Great. Patty, we're going to have to break in just a second.
Yeah, just a second. It's just pay attention to this. There is a bomb threat at Muskegon Community College. Classes have been canceled, so lucky to have this live format. But yes, there is a bomb threat at Muskegon Community College. Classes have been canceled, so just take note of that. We'll remind you in the next 15 minutes or so as well. Okay.
Sorry about that, Patty. So now you literally, you know, stubbed your toe on the steps and decided to adopt this building, and it is absolutely gorgeous. It really is a beautiful space. And you are you a professional restorer, or is that something that you've learned to be over the last years?
Yeah, my background is I actually have my degree from Grand Valley in history and English, and I was a teacher. And then I stayed home and raised my kids. And then I got interested in historic preservation, so I started taking classes in historic preservation. Then, of course, this came along, and this was one giant class.
Yeah, I guess so. Learn as you go, right?
Yes. And so now my master's actually is in nonprofit administration, because that's where the job has sort of evolved into actually running the nonprofit called Friends of the Felt Estate.
Been doing a marvelous job. There's so many exciting things going on there, not the least of which are your holiday programs. It's a beautiful place, and of course, with the success of a certain PBS program. You're doing something really special this Christmas, aren't you?
We are. We have a Downton Abbey luncheon, and I hate to inform your listeners that it's sold out, but tickets went on sale November 1, and by November 6, we had sold 150 tickets, and I just can't shoehorn any more people in for lunch than 150 people, so so it's sold out, but fantastically successful, and we plan to do more. Even after this series is done, we'll do more 1920s events, just because it's so perfect for the mansion.
It certainly is. You know, the Arts Council had an event there with a 1920s theme 2 years ago, and it was just fabulous.
The gin and jazz. I still have my pictures from
it. Oh, I know, so you and your great bathtub scene.
I know, sitting in all that gin.
So then what else is on the docket for December?
Well, my very favorite event is Winterfest. And the reason that's my favorite, and that's December 5 on a Saturday, is because it is completely free. And it is a family-friendly event. It happens at noon. But we have a visit from Santa. We have face painting. We have horse-drawn wagon rides that go around the park. Mm-hmm. And we have a free lunch from Doc's Firehouse Dogs. And so people that maybe otherwise, because they have a lot of children or for whatever reason, can't make it out because it's maybe too expensive for everybody to go, can come on that day and That's just great. Enjoy a fabulous day. One family said to me, it was so nice to take my kids to see Santa without the pressure of the mall and everything we had to buy. Mm-hmm. You know, you could come out here and just see a beautiful place at Christmas. So, and now, of course, the wagon rides are going to be also take people past our new solar array. So that's going to be kind of neat this year.
It is. And see, that just is a great segue into what I wanted to talk about. You know, it's really great when arts and cultural organizations take sustainability seriously. I think sometimes we can all be at the forefront of that army of people, and to prove that we can do this, we can act responsibly. And tell us a bit about what the estate is doing. I think you basically the founder of that estate had some sustainability ideas, and so you're just kind of carrying his torch, aren't you?
Right. Dorfelt was incredibly ahead of his time when it came to sustainability. He actually had this as a self-sustaining site. So in other words, all of the energy that they used, he produced on site. He had an undulation machine out in Lake Michigan. He had windmills. Just an incredible system. But that almost worked against us when we tried to get our LEED certification, because LEED certification is all based on improvement. You set a baseline, and then you get points as you improve from that baseline. Well, our baseline was so high because Dorfelt was already so great at conservation. So, but we are at the LEED Gold level.
Oh, fantastic. Congratulations on that.
Not familiar with LEED, that stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. And you get points for everything that you do that is green on your site. So we were already doing everything we could as far as the building went. But I was not going to put solar panels on top of the building. It's just got this beautiful slate roof. It's a historic structure. So that wasn't on my radar screen to do. And then we had this opportunity to put a huge solar garden out in the park.
I was just there. I was just there, and it's beautiful, actually. It's really a wonderful space. So in the next minute, or maybe less, tell me what is the most important thing for people to know about the Felt Mansion right now.
Oh, just that they need to come out at the holiday time. It is the prettiest time of year.
And how many trees do you have?
We have over 28 trees.
All decorated. And
5,000 lights on the outside. I mean, even if they just drive around here at night, you come around the corner, and it looks like something out of a Currier and Ives. Yeah. And so it's just beautiful.
It is beautiful, and I wish you a wonderful holiday season, Patty, and congratulations on all the things you do for the Lakeshore and partnering. You reach out so much, and you're really a great model for sustainability and for collaboration. So thank you so much, Patty Meyer,
so much.
And the Felt Mansion.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye. Patty. Lamar, we'll break for news and then get back to you regarding what there is to do in Holland over the next 30 days. Thanks for you.
Well, I'll start with our own little Holland Area Arts Council. We have some fun holiday things for kids. Sneaky Mice Workshop on Saturday, December 19th and Monday, December 21st. It's an opportunity for parents to drop their kids off at the Arts Council between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. They can go out shopping, and the kids can make presents for their family. We even have them wrap them so that the parents can't peek. So it's a great way for the kids to be able to put things under the tree for their family. And then we have, during winter break, we have a timeout, winter break arts camp, and we're going to have the kids assemble a bound calendar. So they're going to learn a little bit about bookbinding. So that's December 29th through the 30th from 1 to 4 p.m. And you can go on the Holland Area Arts, hollandarts.org, and find out more about that. Just click on camps and education. Exhibits Reprise is in our gallery through January 8th, which is the local Lakeshore entries into this year's Art Prize. And then Illumination is an absolutely glorious exhibit by Doug Clem. His paintings and his sculptures are in our Armstrong Gallery. And if you want a breath of beautiful blue sky and beautiful green fields, it's a great exhibit. Large paintings with gorgeous, gorgeous illuminated landscapes. So Brown Bag Lunch, December 5th from noon to 1 p.m. It's the concert presented by Hope College Music Department. So that's all at the Arts Council. Then the Holland Symphony Orchestra and Holland Chorale have their annual holiday concert at Dimnitt Chapel, 3:30 and 7:30 on Saturday, December 12th. Please go to that. It's a fabulous way to kick off the season. Hope College, of course, has its Vespers, and I'm not sure that tickets are still available, but December 5th and 6th, that is at Dimnitt Chapel, but you can always call Hope or get online, hope.edu. And November 23rd, which is today, Dupree Arts Center is open for their juried art show, the student show, which was the juror was Jeff Blanford, who is a local artist here in the arts in the Lakeshore area. Monday and Tuesday, November 23rd and 24th at 7:30, DeWitt Center Main Theater, the Hope Theater presents The Sparrow. We just saw this last week. It was a wonderful presentation, a fantastic play directed by Nathan Allen. It's a new play, and it's also just magical. The way they direct it, very unusual, so please see that. Friday and Saturday, we already passed that. Hope College Knickerbocker Film Series will conclude with British dramatic comedy, A Brilliant Young Mind, on November 30th and December 5th at 7:30. Holland Civic Theater has the best Christmas pageant ever, November 28th and 29th and December 5th and 12th. So call for tickets at 396-2021. And City of Holland presents the Holland Kurzmarkt, which is that wonderful space down at the where we usually have our farmer's market. And it's filled with booths, filled with wonderful things to buy for the holidays, even greens and wreaths and ornaments, things like that, handcrafted stuff. It's really great. And it goes through Saturday, December 12th. So keep go to the City of Holland website, and you can find out about that. Up on the rooftops is Friday, December 11th from 6 to 9:30. Not sure there are tickets available for that, but it's an opportunity to peek into some of those beautiful houses and apartments that are on the upper floors of the Main Street in Holland. The Promise is presented Friday, December 18th at the Knickerbocker Theater. It's a wonderful Christmas story together using scripture and Christmas music with classical and contemporary ballet. So those performances, December 11th through the 19th. And Herrick District Library has some really fun things over the holidays, so I really urge you to go on their website. One of the things that I think is really cool, it's their Noon Year's Eve celebration for kids. And so December 31st, from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., ring in the new year at Noon Year's Eve, and they'll have stories and dancing and noisemakers and a very own countdown to noon. Location to be announced, but just stay on the Herrick District Library website, or you can call 616-335-3736 for information about that. And then one final thing, the Holland Museum has a perfect exhibition for the holidays. It's Toy Stories, the collection of Merrill Taylor and Tom Taylor's wonderful vintage toys. I have personally had interaction with these toys in my lifetime and the Arts Council's lifetime, it is not to be missed. It's a wonderful, wonderful exhibition, and that's on display now. And then the other thing that Holland Museum is doing on Saturdays, a make and take invention table. And you can come and get creative with history, rummage through a pile of scrap materials to create your own unique inventions, and then put them on display in the museum lobby. So that's a lot of fun for kids, and I bet, imagine they'll let parents get involved with that one, too.
Young and young in heart. Yep. All right, Laura Freestone, on behalf of our All About Holland, how do we find out more information, or if we have a suggested topic to discuss when it comes to Holland?
You definitely come to hollandarts.org or get a hold of me, Lorma at hollandarts.org.
Great. We'll see you in December.